I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It was just last Friday that President Obama promised more aid to Pakistan to battle militant attacks. And today, Pakistan suffered yet another brazen attack by armed gunmen. This time, the attackers seized a police academy in the city of Lahore. That siege lasted 8 hours. By the time it was over, at least 18 police recruits were killed, along with four of the attackers. Today's attack was the second in Lahore this month, and it has many wondering about Pakistan's seeming inability to control violence within its borders. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
For the second time in the space of 4 weeks, the sound of gunfire echoed across Lahore. Earlier this month, the target was the Sri Lankan cricket team. This time, it was Pakistani police recruits, all unarmed, just starting their morning drills. Amir Shahzad runs a construction company across the street from the police academy. He saw the whole thing start with several young men jumping over the wall.
Youngsters looking like very well-trained, like a commando style, they entered into the building. After 1 minute or maybe 40, 50 seconds, I heard a blast. After that blast, another blast, and then a series of firing.
The military nature of the siege called to mind not only the assault on the cricket team, but the coordinated attacks in Mumbai last year. In all three, the attackers were ready to lay siege, a shift from suicide bombings. There's no shortage of people stepping up to criticize the government for its failure to protect the public. Mohib Asad is the former head of Pakistan's Federal Investigation Agency, its version of the FBI. Asad says the previous attacks should have been enough of a warning to ramp up security.
And therefore, for something like this to happen, there seems to be a total non-understanding of the dangers that this country is facing from these people who are not only very well trained, but they are very well briefed, they are very well financed.
President Zardari's top security advisor, Rehman Malik, admits Pakistan doesn't have the military capability or intelligence to cope with the escalating threat. Both he and Zardari are hoping the Obama administration will help them out with that, especially since President Obama promised more aid last week. If he does want Pakistanis to take on the Taliban, Malik says they want U.S. hardware, like those unmanned drones America is using to fire on militants in Pakistan's tribal areas.
If we had the drone ability to watch these people from now, from this operation, we would have finished this operation in 2 hours, 1 hour. But we do not have those abilities, and therefore we need equipment. We need the support of the international community to come and help us.
Away from Lahore in the city of Rawalpindi, boys are playing a game of back-alley cricket. This city has also seen its share of attacks, most recently 2 weeks ago when a suicide bomber killed 7 people. Sitting in his nearby office, historian and political science professor Asim Sajjad Akhtar says despite the growing violence, the government can't seem to rally people behind the cause of fighting the Taliban.
There's perhaps a perception that the government does not enjoy popular support for what it's doing. And I think it won't until it starts doing what it wants to do to undermine this so-called threat, not because Washington says so, but because it deems it necessary in its own right.
On the road between Rawalpindi and Islamabad, a sculpture stands out largely because it's been defaced with spray paint. The message scrawled on it says, "We support the Taliban." It's another sign the government is struggling, not only in the battle against terrorism, but in the battle to win the backing of its own people. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Rawalpindi.